Vayter in Shasra in Shavuos Tav Ches. Picking up on Sadam Abayz Barabam on a page, six lines up, Amar Mar. We made a comment on yesterday's Gemara that was talking about the He-Goat. The Sa'ir Nasi Bifrim in Yom Kippur. This week's Parsha, Parsha Zachar Mos. The Pasuk says, V'chipar ala kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael mipishayim. Oh, tumos b'nei Yisrael, si'ishli b'inyan, ye'ezeh lahavi shalosh tumos. I would think maybe that's going to include also avodah detum avodah zara and gilash yisvichas damim, and therefore we knock it off. We say, knock it off. And now the Gemara says, amar mar, ye'ishli b'inyan zeh lahavi shalosh tumos. Tumos avodah zara, avotumos gilash yisvichas damim. Frag the Gemara, hi avodah zara. This avodah zara that you want us to suggest is going to be, the tum avodah zara is going to be mechupar with the Yom Kippur he goat. Remember, anyway, it didn't work because we said from the pasuk mitumos v'nei yisrael v'lo kol tumos. So it's only talking about the type of tumos. It says tumos mikdash v'kadosh v'nat avodah zara v'yosish v'chazdamim. But in any event, the Gemara wants to know, what are you talking about? Hey, chidami, what's the case? If you want to talk about a case of president of Rezer Bemezid, Bar Ketalu, this person is Chayev Misa, and the Sayer is not going to, is going to be Mechaber for that. And Ibishogeg, if you want to say it's Bishogeg, Bar Karbanu. Now he used to bring a Karban Chatas, and therefore, how can you say the Sayer is going to be Mechaber for him? And for the Gemara Bemezid, we're talking about a person who did it Bemezid, and even so, he's not going to be Chayav Misa. Why? Lo Asube, they didn't get Asra before he went and he did it. Or Bishogeg, we can say that, and it's a case of Velo Iskidale. So the Yom Kippur comes along, whatever it is, he didn't know that he did Avodah Zarah, and therefore he didn't bring a Chatas, and the Brisa might be coming to tell you that the Sayer is Tole La Hugin Alav, it's going to protect him. Rashi says, Litli Le La Hugin Min Yisurinat Shiyavadal, until it's known to him. So that's how we could have said Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara says, Gilir Rios, what about that? Tanami, Echidami, you wanted to say the Sayer, not some Finns Gimu Chaper, how exactly is that going to, what case we're talking about? This guy's Chayav Misa, and therefore the Sayer is not going to be Mechaper. And Ibishogeg, you want to say the Prince of Bishogeg, Bar Karban, who? This guy's to be a Karban Chatas, and therefore the Sayer is not going to be Mechaper. And for the Gemara, we're talking about Bemezid. If you did a Bemezid, Velo Asabi didn't get any Asra. Or Bishogeg, Velo Isidale, he didn't know. And Shvichas Damin. Next one, Anami Chidami, what's exactly the case? Ibemezid Bar Ketalahu, and therefore it's not going to be Mechaper for him. And Ibishogeg Bar Golasu, he's going to have to go to Golas, and the Sayer is not going to be Mechaper. And with the Gemara Mezid, it's not going to be a case where it's Mezid, and Lo Asrbe, he didn't have any Asr over there before he did kill the person. Or Bishogeg Velo Isidale. And until Yom Kippur, he didn't know that he killed someone, and therefore he didn't go to Golas. The Baisa wants to say that the Sayer is going to be told to protect him from Yisurin until he knew that he killed somebody, and there you have to go to Galus. Inami, or we're talking about a case that Behanach Delav B'nei Galus Ninhu. Not that they did it B'mezid, because we're talking about that case, but rather, these are people, it was Derech Aliyah. Like Rashi says, Tapei Rashi, Inami Behanach Delav B'nei Galus, Harbe Shinuyin B'mesechus Makas, that Kegon Shahargu Derech Aliyah is on his way up, not his way down. Right? We saw that in Daf Zayin, in Makas, remember, Oh, me, Shiyatza, Evan, Mitachas Yado, a person put his head out, and then the rock hit his head afterwards, and it was thrown, and then he stuck his head out the window, and saw then Davches. Therefore, that's the case of where a person goes and they killed, but it was Bishogi, but they wouldn't go to Galus. Amar Mar, let's take it back again to that point that we just brought up and extended a little. Yachol al shalosh tumos halalu. You're thinking about Avodah Zarah Gilas Shvichas Damim. These tumos yisar b'nechaper. You're thinking about Sarah b'nechaper for you. Tamad lomer mitumos velo kol tumos. From tuma, not all tuma. Not all type of tumos. Yeah, again, Amar Mar. Yachol al shalosh tumos halalu. Yei sa'ir mechaper, tamid lomer, mitumos velo kol tumos. From it and not all of it. Meaning the sa'ir is not mechaper on all these type of things. It's saved, there's only one. Ma matzinu shechilek hakasuv miklal kol atumos. Betumos mikdash v'kadoshav. Right, that just like, which avon? That has tuma, we found, that we're mechalik it, the pasuk mechalik, in Let's try that again with the proper chop. Just like we find that the Pasuk made a distinction from all Tumas in reference to the Tumah of Tumas Mikdash for Kedashav, being Tameh and going to the Beis HaMikdash, being Tameh and eating Kachem. Afkan Bitumas Mikdash for Kedashav, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So here also it's referencing that as well, Tumas Mikdash for Kedashav, that's his Dikes Dr. Rabbi Yehuda. My Chalak. Now, what way is that true? It's an interesting statement. We said it yesterday, and now yesterday's daf, and now we're touching upon it again today. But where do we find the Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav Cholak? The Maisi Ba'olav Yored. You're bringing Olav Yored. It's Moses bringing straight up a Chata, says Rashi. V'shar Shigio Saver, a carbon kavua. The other ones are a carbon kavua. It's a straight up whatever it is. It is. It doesn't switch. But here it's Olav Yored. And Ema Avodah Zarah. But what about by Avodah Zarah? Let's say the Sarah Pinimi is actually doing the Chaper for Avodah Zarah. My Chalak, and where do you find the Chilak, the Chalak over here? That, what's the distinction by Avodah Zarah is that the Maisi Seira of Elokivsa, you bring a Sa'ir, which is a female goat, and not a Kevis. Rashi points out that what do you do? Seira of Elokivsa, Uvashar Krisos, O Kivsa, O Kisba, O Seira. You can bring either one of them. Amar Rav Kahana, Anan Chalak Lahakel Karminan, Vahai Chalak Lahachmirhu. We wanted to bring it to Mekel, not to be Machmir. It says Rashi, Hai Bamatsina Shechelach Chiluk Shehula Hakelmi Bayalon, Nashkuche Dumya Desaya Pinimi. The Saya Pinimi is a Dekulahu, Sheyachid Mischaper Bekarban Tzibor. That the Yachid is Mischaper for a carbon that's for the Tzibor. Sheloh Chaser Bo Mamat Shelo. He doesn't actually lose any of his money. This is a vote is Irish. They go, that's not Lakula. V'hai chalak lahachmer. That's the hachmer. Rashi says she'em lo yimtza seira ela b'damim yikarim yivienu ba'karcho. It costs you a ton of money. You go and pay for it. You go and you bring it. It's the only thing that you're able to actually bring. Avodah Zarah, you dafka have to go ahead and to bring this seira, and you can't bring a keves, a kispa. Shem yazor. Frank the Gemara, another suggestion. Ema, why don't we say yoledes? Why don't we say that we're talking about the Tumah of the Sayer, that the Sayer Pidim is Mechaper? It's for a Tumah of Yoledis, the woman who gives birth. The Chilik, there is a Chilik over there. Why? Between her and other Tumas, the Maisi Olevi Yored, because when she goes and she becomes Tahor, she brings a carbon Olevi Yored, right? And that's different, because other Tumas, you bring a carbon Kavua. And there's no difference between the two. And therefore, let's say that Rashi says, that of Ema Yoledishim Avar Aleha Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur passes, Ochel is bekachem lo carbon. She can eat with kachem without ever bringing any sort of carbon. Says Gemara Amar Boshaya. No, you can't bring that case because lechol chatosam velo lechol tumasam. It says for every chat, it's not for every tuma. The Sari Pnimi is a chaper for a chait. A Yoledis not bring a carbon because of a chait that she did, right? This is a carbon for a tyra to become tahor. Shtuchu lechol bekachem in the kadosh hamikdash. Says Rashi. V'kom yoledes ino bala chapra ela latayru mitumasa lechol bekachem. Frank Nimmer, okay, but Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. What about according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? Dami yoledes nami chotesi. Says the yoledes is also she did a sin. Ma'ika lemeimar. Says Rashi, this is the Maseches Nida b'Perek Kamapeles. Yoledes chotesi kishikoras leilid, when she's like bending over to give birth. Nishbeish lo tizakek levayla. She swears that she's not going to be with her husband anymore, right? Because she's going through all this pain over here. So Ma'ika lemeimar. Why are you saying that the Sayer of Yom Kippur? Star Pinim of Yom Kippur is Mechaper and Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. Why don't we say it's Mechaper and Yoledes? But the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon leta'amei damer mimkomo hu mukhra. Right, we saw Rabbi Shimon yesterday's daf that he explained that the Sarah Pinim is Mechaper Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. It's not learned out from the word mitumos. It's just learned out from that which it says in the Sayer itself. V'chiper ala kodesh mitumos. It's Masha the Kavana is Mechaper and Tumas of Kodesh, meaning Mikdash Kedoshav. And he's the one who argues in Rabbi Huda, who has the whole drasha. Therefore, we wouldn't say that that's what this is coming to be mechaper for. All right, how about Mitzorah? Ve'ema Mitzorah. Let's say we have a Mitzorah. That is, that what? That the he-goat is going to atone for mechaper for Mitzorah because it's chilek, it's distinct. Why? Because it brings a carbon ola v'yoreth.
Amar Rav Hoshaya, l'chol chatosam velo l'chol tumosam. This is not something which is, right, the chatos of the mitzorah is to purify him, but not to atone, it's not a kapara for a sin. Ulav Shmuel ben Achmini, Amar al shiva devarim negayim boim, and he says that there are seven things that negayim come for. Says Rashi Mepharsh, Mesachas Erechim, Meperg Yish Be'erechim, Alma al chatos asi carbon delay. Right, so it comes out. Wait, it's the Gemara Erechin says lashon hara, killing someone, making a shvua shav, erva, having a vitash from someone, right, arrogance, harding as a gaiva, stealing and being stingy. So the point is that it is coming for doing that. So Michael Lemmer, what are you going to say now? Oh, this is also for a sin, so we can't use, right, say for chol chatasam as a reason to knock it out. That should be included as a Gemara. Hasam nigei deichaperle. Even that case of the mitzora, the you know, it's a kapara. It's a tsaras that's going to be a kapara for a karban lishtoy bekal. That's matter him to come back into the kahal. Veima nazir tamei. So why don't we say that the sayer that's being used on Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for a nazir became tamei with a tumas mei. Rashi says dechsev biyom hashmini yavi shtei torim the chalak the maisi. It's a chilak them normally because the maisi torim b'nei Yona. Usually it's big animals. Here's like small little animals over here. So it's a chilek. Amar Rav Hoshaya lechol chatosam lo lechol tumosam. Okay, this is, you know, this is not, it's just for tuma, not for chait, and that's for chait. Rabbi Elazar Kapa, Damar Nazir Nabi Chotu. Oh, this is a throwback. This Gemara comes up in, where are you? In Nazir, and in Tainis, and above a Kama, and in Adarim. Big time, he says that it is for a sin. Michael Lemmer, what are you going to say then? You're like the Torah, the Asher, everything. What are you coming along and being mitzvah yourself from wine? Right, so what are you going to say then? Right, it was the same din we saw before. They learned from Bishim, that we learned it from the context over there that the Sayer of Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for Tuma of Mikdash of Kadosh of, and not for that. Omar Mar, Rabbi Shimon Omer. The same Rishim we just said right now, that no, you don't have to learn it from this, because from this whole Mamat Sinu, because Mimkomuhu Mukhra, we learn it from its place. Harei hu Omer, v'chiper ala kodesh meitum os. Pasuk says that, thus shall he atone upon the sanctuary from the tumos, mitum oso shel kodesh, from the tuma of the kodesh. Shaper kamer of Shimon. Shimon Taka is saying, a good vart. He's saying he's a good comeback. So why is Rabbi Yehuda, was learning from a source, why does he agree? If he's Amar Lechol, say Ahumi Baile, that statement of the Yehuda that the Shimon is saying, nah, we need that for something else. Ahumi Baile ki hechi da'avid lefnei ve'lefneim, just like the Kohen Gadol goes into the innermost, goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, hachi navid v'heichal, so too he should do in the heichal. When he uses a lashon v'chiper ala kodesh, he shall effect atonement for the kodesh, for the sanctuary. That's how he explains it. He said he shall effect atonement on the sanctuary. The same sprinkling of the dam that's done in the two earlier psukim that are in the kodesh of kedoshim, one up and seven down, and is both the blood of the bull and that of the sayer, should be done in the heichal itself, in the sanctuary, and outside of kodesh of kedoshim, right by the paroches. Rabbi Shimon, where does Rabbi Shimon learn that from? Ahum, v'chein yaseh nafka. He learns it out from that same, the pasuk, it ends off, it says, v'chein yaseh la'ol moed. He should do it also in the tent of meeting, which is the heichal, the same blood that's done inside the kodesh was done over there as well. Rabbi Yehuda, why does he learn it from there? Ime ahi, if from there, then have a mina nicey par v'sari achrini v'navid. If it was from the things, the second phrase, it says, and so shall he do alone, then I would have thought that he should bring another bull in sayer and do the entire thing in the heichal. Kamash Malan, therefore comes to say you don't do such a thing. Rabbi Shimon, why doesn't he need the first phrase to teach that the same blood be used? V'chein yaseh l'moed minei mashma. V'chein yaseh means from it itself. It's mashma from it itself. Chomer mar, yochel al kol tumos shebemiksha bekodesh yisayir zemechaper. This is what we said earlier. You would think that the sayir would be mechaper for all the tumas that was done, b'shogeg, that are have to do with the mikdash, even if you had awareness in the beginning and at the end. Tamalomer mi pisheim l'chol chatosam. Therefore, it says from their pishayim, the rebellious sins among their chatos. And then it goes on to continue that, just like the rebellious sin, for some, there's no other carbon that exists. So too, the chatos are talking about is that there's no other thing that is prescribed for it. And then we come to say, my nihu, like what is this type of situation that we're coming to exclude over here? That is, yesh ba yidiyah b'tchilaf, yesh ba yidiyah b'sof, hai bar karbonu. Right? This type of person is halim in the middle. This person does bring a karbonu over here. So why would we need a pasuk? You know, the fact that there's a hekesh to the pasuk to teach us that the sa'ir of Yom Kippur is not atoning for the avera. So the Gemara, lo tzricha, you need it. Where a sin became known to him close to sunset on Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore there's no time for him to go to bring the carbon over there. Until he goes and he brings it, right, which is going to be the day after Yom Kippur now. Beep, turn the page. That the Sar Yom Kippur will suspend this punishment. Komash Malan, that the Torah is now teaching us in the fact that they have this hekesh of the rebellious sins and the inadvertent ones, that this one is not addressed by the inner sa'ir at all. And continue on this brisa. Amar ma'ar, minayin sheyesh ba yediyah b'tchila ve'ein ba yediyah b'sof, shesa'ir zeh tola. How do we know the case where the person has yediyah in the beginning, but he doesn't have yediyah at the end? The Sarah is going to be tolet. He's not going to have be punished in the meantime. The Yisurin are not going to come on him during this time. It's going to be hanging. In fact, the Gemara, Minayan, Micah Kashile. What exactly are you asking over here? We just taught that the hekesh between the rebellious sins and the Pshav, and the Sarah Chatosav, that is coming to teach that the Sarah is going to be mechaper for something which is done. But there's no other carbon that's there for it. The Gemara Hachi Kukashila is what he's asking. Hashtad the Amar Tchatoim Dumya the Pshayim. Now that you have to say that you say the Chatos, the Chatoim, the sins that are done, have to be similar to Pshayim, that there's like no carbon for it. Ma Pshayim Labene Carbon. Then, right, just like when there's a pesha, that means when it's a rebellion. It's done b'mezid. Right? There's no kapar over there. Avchatam nami de lav b'nei karban. So too, this also, they don't have a particular carbon for it. So ema map shayim de lav b'nei karban le'olam. So let's play it out one step more and say that just like a pesha, which is a mezid, they're never going to become through a kapara. By a carbon, so afchatayim to lav in a carbon olam. So it has to be a chait that will never be atoned for by any sort of carbon. Mind you, what are those? Ein ba yediyah b'tchila v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof. Something which you do not know about in the beginning, you don't know about it at all, but you do know about it at the end. This type of thing over here, Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashov, you're never going to have the carbon all over your head because you didn't know about it in the beginning, which was necessary in order to bring the carbon. But if you know in the beginning, you don't know in the end. Kevan dechimis yada le bar carbon hu. Since when he's going to know about the fact of what he did, he's going to be chayav to bring a carbon. Then we should say then it's not tola. And if you're going to say, no, you can't say that because aim by yediyah b'tchila v'yesh by yediyah b'sof. If you don't have it in the beginning, you do have the end. Then Sayer Nasa Rechutz for Mikipur Mechaper, the Sayer of Yom Kippur, whose dam is done outside of the Mikdash and the Yom Kippur, outside of the of the Heichal, and the Yom Kippur itself are going to be Mechaper. Though you want to say that, right, we brought that way earlier, then that's not an objection because Hakadat the Chamina Nepach Nepach. You may have thought that to say that we should switch the two and say that the inner sa'ir is going to be atoned for the case of when you don't know what's going on, which similar to the idea of a pesha is never going to bring a kapara, and the outer one
for things that you knew. Amakra lechulchatosan. So therefore, it comes to tell you that the pasuk says by the inner one for all their chatos, mechlal the bnei chatos nenu, which implies that they are for those that the sinner can eventually end up with a chatos. So the Gemara says, okay, that works, but v'neschaper kapar gemura. Why don't we make it that when you know and then you forget, that you should have complete atonement through the sayer that's inside? Why is it we say that it's only tole, the punishment? And for the Gemara, iksiv mechatosam kidekamat. If one has said mechatosam from their chatosam, then you'd be right. Hashach siv lechol chatosam for all of it, then lahanach da'asul chalchatos. It's talking about those averis that are going to come eventually under the category of a carbon chatos. In fact, the Gemara, well, v'chi me'achashenu mechaper, then lamatole. If the sire doesn't atone completely for a case of where you know and then you have a helim, though you forget that you don't know what's going on, then what is it suspending? Right? What kind of suspension is happening over here? Amar Rav Zeira, lomer, she'im meis below oven. What it means is that if he ends up dying before he ends up knowing about it, then he dies without any avera. Rashi says, kodem she'avad alevi, before he actually knows. Amalei Rava says, im meis misa mimarekas, the misa mimarekas. If the sinner doesn't need the sire to help you for that, because if he dies, then death itself is going to be mechaper for him. Rashi says, the Hakamina of Herak Basra de Yuma. Shamisa Mimarekis Kola Avonus Shaasa Chuva Le. Misa is going to be cleans up everything you did Chuvan. Veina Chuva Gomeris Kaparasan. Velo Yomi Kippurim Gomer Kaparasan Kigon Viras Chamuros. Death is going to atone for all the sins that went to Chuva for, but for which his Chuva and even Yom Kippur could not completely atone because of the intensity of those sins. So certainly then the death is going to. Is going to cleanse entirely one's shogeg sins. Ela Marava, lahagin a love min yisurin. It's coming to protect him from yisurin that he should get because of this sin until he knows about it. Then he's going to get complete kapara through bringing the korban ola v'yorit. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.